Case number 11208, Carol Rummel, south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, east of Grant Avenue, 170 feet south of Lincoln Drive, being Lot 3 within Cape Windsor subdivision. Tax map IDs 533, map 20.14, parcel 29. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Carol Rummel, 9991 Parsonage Lane, New Windsor, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. Are you testifying as well, sir? Okay. I'll swear you in. What's your name?
Eric Rommel.
And your address?
9801 Moyer Road, Damascus, Maryland, 20872.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm sure you're, I bet you're glad to see me. I'm the last on the list. I came in here on December 17th to request setback variances for Cape Windsor. You granted those variances. At the time, the variance office needed a sketch of where my foundation would be. I submitted that. I did not put in the HVAC. I am within the guidelines, according to Mr. Lang. He said I had to come to the to a variance meeting, and say that was not left off of the thing. He also wrote a letter to his employees that I received, that he sent a copy of, that they are not informing people of the setback rules and what is included and so forth and so on, and that in the future they should be more aware of that. And if someone had told me, it would have been in the drawing.
Well, he has, for your sake, he has made a statement in his documentation that he has done just that. Okay.
Questions from members of the board?
No.
Mr. Edson?
No.
Mr. Rickman?
No.
Mr. Rickman? Mr. Galloway? No. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three, four.
Mr. Chairman, I also have six letters.
In favor?
In favor.
Six letters in favor and four here. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition?
I have one letter.
You have one letter in opposition. Okay. Could you read what that is? Excuse me.
Dear gentlemen, this elevated shower built in the required 15-foot setback is a disgrace and a serious and willful violation of the law. Even though this has already been built, it will not be that difficult to remove. It completely violates the view and open space as required, even though it is elevated above ground level. If this is allowed to remain, it will set a dangerous precedent that will suggest to others that your required setbacks mean nothing and you can build anything you want into the setbacks. We have a very nice community. As a resident here, we want to keep it that way. The zoning regulations are designed to protect these aesthetics. You must enforce your code and deny this. This is from Charles and Mary Lou Lampy. And the inspector, when we got this letter, went out and took some pictures of just what this letter is referring to.
Mr. Chairman, I do think we probably ought to, again, flush out the record, even though this has been one that's been heard. If I may, I'm looking at, there's a part of your application, you submitted some responses to the standards for granting a variance. Do you recall filling this out, Ms. Rommel?
Yes.
I'd like to go over that with you, if you don't mind. What is unique about this property?
The width of the lot is 50 by 89. It was originally designed for a one single wide trailers in order to be able to put even a manufactured home. Now, I put a modular home on there. You need the 20 at least 28 feet, mine's 27.5. It also, again, as the same as the lady prior, the parking in Cape Windsor is atrocious. And if you park on the street, there is no way an ambulance or a fire department could get there. So if the houses are all moved to one side, we all get a greater deal of parking. And that was also part of it.
And you don't believe that this is something that you had created, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
What's the reason for that?
We have approximately 28 photos that we can share with the board of similar new construction that has all of the said variances that we've requested in similar.
So you don't believe that you've created this? I take it from what you've indicated, Mr. Rommel, you don't believe that it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, is that correct?
That's correct. It's in conformity with the remaining houses in the neighborhood.
Is it the least modification possible?
I think the complaint from the letter was the height of the platform, and that is in direct response to the hurricane. This was construction post-hurricane, and due to the flooding in the neighborhood, my mother chose to elevate the home, and the platform is at grade with the home itself.
If I recall, that letter had indicated it was for the shower. Is that right, Ms. Thibodeau?
It says for the shower.
Yes.
The shower is not the one that's at issue in this application. Is that correct?
I think it's all the same thing like the other one.
I thought it was
that picture.
The AC unit.
The letter mainly references the shower that's built.
Okay, because I was just looking at the application and said for the HVAC mechanicals, not.
I don't know, but it says on the survey elevated HVAC platform, and it shows 15 feet.
Okay. Yeah, that picture, I think, this is with the shower ending.
So it's inclusive.
Right, the platform and the shower
and the
are
shower.
Kind of on the same,
same
platform.
They're on the same.
Yeah. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Thank you. That hasn't been done. Hasn't been said. And we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11208. I believe the applicant has demonstrated the standard for granting a variance. We also have a letter or a response to her from our director to us, which is incorporated in the standards for a variance by the director saying that could have been better informed by the office. So there is uniqueness to the property, also that the it's 50 foot wide, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant, and so stated by Mr. Light. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the required variance is a minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rivers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11208. All those in favor of the motion, again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rivers?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11208 is approved.
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I have a question. This was a variance for the platform itself as far as the variance and the distance to the property line.
Right.
The letter challenged the height of the platform at it being, however they described it to be. Is there any further possibility of them challenging the height? Is there? I don't believe there's any law that says that that can't be as high as it is, correct?
Or the variance that your mother has applied for is for a variance from the property line. There is no, and Ms. Thibodeau can correct me if I'm wrong, any rule as far as, I mean, there's a height level that you can't reach, but my understanding is what she has is not encroaching on that height limitation, whatever that may be.
How would, yeah, but,
and per
but
the
it's
flood,
also...
Per it, the FEMA regulations, it has to be at a certain height. So as long as it's at or above that, but it doesn't exceed the, is it 35 or 42?
I think it's 42 feet
42.
High. I mean, as long as you're not,
right.
As long as you have a 47-foot platform or what have you, you're okay there.
Excellent. Thank you.
But there again, it is fence material that could be challenged as far as height.
There, yeah.
Because it's fence material, it could be challenged as height, a problem with the height.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Okay.
We're ready to go now.
All right.
Here we go back now under advisement. Gentlemen, we got three under advisement.